Session. Let me pray for you.
Thank you.
And go for it. God, thank you for Matt and all that he is to us. Kind of just his faithfulness this week in bringing your message to us, Lord. Just pray for him now as he kind of drops in the final installment. And we pray that your word that's been sown throughout this week will take root in our lives. All that we need to engage with and wrestle with, Lord, that we would do that and hear your spirit speaking to us in this, Lord. Amen.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
Just.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Cross the
day. Well, so what are those three words I said right at the very beginning? You don't get anything else in all my talks. Thank you. Right, let's do it after three. One, two, three.
Your life matters.
Thank you. I'm going to miss hearing that every day from you guys. Let's say it one more time. One, two, three.
Your life matters.
So does yours. Does it just matter to the leaders? Does it just matter to your loved ones, your friends, your family? It also, it most importantly, matters to God. That's why we are here. And so, over the last three nights, haven't we, we've been looking at that passage from David talking to his son Solomon from his deathbed, encouraging him those three things to do. Live, number one, do you remember?
Courageously.
Number two, live.
Obediently.
And number three, faithfully. Last night, obviously, some of you were a bit more excited about the talent show. Sorry, ultimate lesson show. Oh, apologies. I slipped into old habits again. But hopefully you remember those three things that King David entrusted and charged to his son Solomon. And so I just want to, just for literally a couple of minutes this afternoon, just to kind of land what we want to be talking about, and so as you go home today. Because I think we're in a Kairos moment. That's a bit of a fancy word, isn't it? A Kairos moment. What's that about? A Kairos moment is when there's a time for action, a time for action. And I think all of us have a bit of action to do after these last few days. Because the fundamental truth is kind of circled right back to the very beginning where I started, which is the thing that I cannot control, but I might try to influence and encourage. And that is what? What can't I control? Your
will.
Your will. But you making those decisions for yourself. And I believe, fundamentally, I believe actually these last few days there have been some decisions being made. We've seen that. It's been such a blessing to see God move amongst us in worship, having prayed together, be making those decisions. But how do we ensure that those decisions actually enact a shift, a change? Not just for these 4 days in this little bubble that we are. The word bubble has kind of taken a whole new meaning, hasn't it, in the last 2 years, the word bubble. But it is sometimes, isn't it? It's Netton bubble. And I found it often when I kind of come away from Netton on this kind of high, although I was tired, it was really big spiritual high, only to find it really difficult to kind of acclimatise back into normal life. So how can we ensure that doesn't become such a challenge for all of us? How do we ensure that the decisions that we've made for our own will are long-standing, long-lasting? How do we ensure that that happens? Well, I want to share with you one particular phrase with you, and we're going to do an activity that relates to that phrase that hopefully will help you. And it's a phrase that comes from Ghana, West Africa, and I absolutely love it from their tradition. It's called Sonkafa. Say after me, one, two, three, Sonkafa.
Sonkafa.
One, two, three.
Sonkafa.
Sonkafa. I love this word, Sonkafa, because it represents, if you like, this image of a bird, a mother bird, flying forwards, but looking back with this kind of this egg in its mouth, its young in its mouth. As it flies forward, retrieving though, looking back where it has been, but it's conveying this idea of progress, but yet understanding where it has been. You see, the Hebrew prophets were all about this. They understood this. Sometimes we think we should be so obsessed with the future, but actually we neglect sometimes the past. The Hebrew prophets were obsessed with squeezing every little bit of information from history so they can learn, understand where they are to go next. You see, if you want to know what the Holy Spirit is up to today and where he may want you to be tomorrow, Sometimes you may be surprised that the answers actually lie in the past. Imagine with me like this. You're going on a train, and you're going forward to your new destination, but you're facing backwards. That's a really weird feeling. You ever done that before? It's kind of a bit jarring, isn't it? You're looking backwards, but you're going forwards. And I want us to do that just for a few moments today, because actually, the decisions that you've made are forward-looking, aren't they? They're speaking to the future that you want to have with God. But understand this, you're going into a situation in your homes, in your schools, your colleges, which actually represents the past a little bit. So we need to understand that past a little bit so we can best move forward. So we can take this enthusiasm, this energy, the decisions that we've made to make long-lasting change. Sonkafa. That's what I want to encourage us to practice a little bit today, a little bit of Sonkafa, looking backwards, reflecting a little bit on what God's been doing with us in the last few days, those decisions that we've made to ensure when we go home, actually there has been a shift, there has been a change. Let me just remind you of that thing I just said a moment ago. If you want to know what the Holy Spirit is up to today, where he may be tomorrow, you may be surprised to find the answers in past. So, the decisions are for us, before us, from David to Solomon. Do we want to decide to live courageously? Do we want to decide to live obediently? And ultimately, do we want to decide to live faithfully? Well, as we make those decisions, as we kind of speak and reflect about that, I'd love some help, some junior leaders or some leaders or anyone that would like to help, just come and give out an envelope, which are in this box, I hope. So if someone can come forward and help me, or a couple of people, and give one out. Just take some of that box. And I need some other people to come get some paper, give a piece of paper out to every person in this room. And if you haven't got a pen as well, wave your hand, because you need a pen for this, and I'll explain what we're going to do. What's going to be handed out. So an envelope, piece of paper, and a writing device. So yeah, we need some numbers, a piece of paper, an envelope, and a writing
box. I just don't want to be funny.
So I hope to get the both of us together. And if there's enough for the leaders to have one, it'd be cool if the leaders could also have one. So make sure the leaders don't get left out on this. I'd like the leaders to do it as well. So leaders at the back, those at the sound desk as well, leaders them as well.
Oh, you can have a pen then, please.
So, you've got a pen. Do you need a pen?
Yes, please. I've just got a pen.
You've got more pen?
I would like a pen, please.
So, hopefully... Hello. Right, back there.
Can I have a pen, please?
So, has everyone got an envelope? Everyone got a piece of paper.
I've run out of pens. I'm just going to go find some.
Awesome.
Okay, just be quiet just for a moment for me to have. So what I want you to do, we're going to practice a little bit of Sonkafa now. And we're going to be reflecting a little bit on the journey that we've been on these last few days. In fact, really, I feel like since kind of the last time we ever were ever at this, probably maybe potentially as well. So what I want you to encourage to do, you've got some time now, is to write yourself a letter. So on that piece of paper, I want you to write yourself a letter to your future self. And tell them what has been going on in the last few days. What has God been speaking to you? Just wait, go straight. you to kind of just reflect a little bit about what God's been doing in your life. And on the envelope, what you're going to do when you finish that letter is write your address. And then you're going to seal it up and give it back to us, and that's going to get posted to you at a later date. Okay, so I really want to encourage you though, this is something to do not in pairs, not with friends, it's something to do by yourself.
No talking.
You writing to you, no one else. So you can go as personal as you possibly can with what's been going on here, what are the changes, what are the things you've been challenged by, what are the things that you want to not do in your life. And maybe you want to just write those headings as well, or living courageously, obediently, faithfully. Maybe you want to write some of the words that you've heard in the talks or seminar or workshops. But got a few moments now. It's not a rush, not a race.
Yeah.
Need more papers, there's some more paper down here. I was quite happy paying the extra postage stamp if it's going to be a really thick letter. I don't mind. So write as much as you want. Or if you want to do a little picture as well,
just do that.
Right? And then
God said to you.